Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, my name is Raddy Batson. I'm a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, September 16, 1861, the Barbadian newspaper reported on the early beginnings of the Barbados Water Company. The background to this report was that in 1857, a joint stock company called the Bridgetown Waterworks Company was formed and given a subsidy of £5,000 to provide Bridgetown with 500,000 gallons of water daily. The first pipes to supply water to Bridgetown were laid in 1860, with the water being piped from springs at Newcastle in St. John. In fact, Bridgetown received not 500,000 gallons of water, but 1,000,000 gallons of piped water on March 29, 1861, double the contracted amount. There were two main reasons why the authorities in Barbados decided on the need for a reliable and clean water supply for Bridgetown and Barbados. Bridgetown had a long history of devastating fires that had caused much destruction over many years. The other reason was the health of the citizens of Bridgetown and Barbados. In 1854, just 3 years before the establishment of the Barbados Water Company, Barbados was struck by a cholera outbreak which claimed the lives of over 20,000 persons. The outbreak of cholera was traced to Beckles Spring, Bridgetown, which was the water source of the residents. Clean, piped water was therefore vital to prevent another outbreak of cholera or other diseases. It was therefore not surprising that the report in the Barbadian newspaper was celebrating the arrival of piped water to Barbadian communities, with specific mention being made of the plantations along the route of water pipes. With water being piped from the parish of St. John, any plantation that were close to the route of the pipes could access fresh water for the use of the plantation and its workers. Additionally, the report addressed the immense benefit voluntarily conferred on the city by the company, which was the initial focus of the piped water project. The article was also in high praise for the personnel of the Waterworks Company, with specific mention made of a Mr. Hockley, the consultant engineer, and his workers, as well as a Mr. Clark and his sub-engineer, Mr. Sims, and a Mr. Marshall, the superintendent of public works, who was credited with overseeing the construction of the main reservoir of the Waterworks Company. Indeed, so significant was this project that according to the Barbadian newspaper, a letter from Mr. Clark was carried in the London Times newspaper. It should be noted that the initial outlay of the Waterworks Company saw the installation of 490 hydrants and 105 standpipes in Bridgetown, and by May of 1861, the Waterworks Company commenced advertising its services to residences and businesses in Bridgetown. Regardless of some current difficulties with water supply, Barbadians can be proud of the 163 years of service provided by what is now known as the Barbados Water Authority. A glowing report on the early phase of the critical development of this project was carried in the Barbadian on this day in 1861.
Today in Bajan History with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.